This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Daryl, kind of the L. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. D, how are you, sir?
Hi, Daryl.
Weakest getting yelled for ever, by the way.
From me?
Yeah.
I don't yell,
Daryl. You don't yell? You have kids. How do you not yell?
I don't yell.
You don't yell?
No. Wow. I get a headache when I yell.
Okay. So you're the good cop in the household.
I'm not kidding. No, my wife doesn't yell either. Hey, before we get into anything that's of even more significance, Aaron Rodgers, any interest?
No, absolutely not.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I would rather the Browns play with 10 guys than put Aaron Rodgers on the field.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the main reason why, I don't think Kevin Stefanski, I don't think Tommy Rees need the extra...
Headache?
Yeah, exactly. Because, man, Aaron sure could play back in the day. But I don't think they need all of the stuff that comes along with him in this day and age when they have big fish to fry.
Yeah, those were the good old days for Aaron. Now his best work is done on the Pat McAfee show.
And he may have more time to be on there, right?
Well, he might, yeah.
Anybody going to pick him up?
I'm sure someone will.
Does he have a chance to be a starter in the league still?
Probably, but, you know.
Could he? Good luck to him. I was going to ask you, but Jeff already asked. So yeah. The whole Browns thing, so I won't go down that road. Hey, what's the latest? And I know that we've talked a little bit about this on the podcast, but what's the latest on what's coming out of Columbus and what that could mean for a new stadium here, a new dome?
Well, the state budget that was proposed by Governor Mike DeWine last week, that has been put on paper. And so what he proposed with doubling the state sports gaming tax to 40% to bring in an additional 20% to go toward stadium construction projects around the state of Ohio, both minor and major league, as well as youth sports funding. What has been proposed, and the key word, this is what's proposed. There's already been some political pushback in Columbus, from what I understand, so I doubt that this is going to go forward as it was proposed by the governor. But the initial proposal, it's great for the Haslams, it's great for the Browns, and it's also great for the county and the city of Brook Park, because there's a way the Browns could do this without any tax dollars from the county or the city of Brook Park, the way that this has been broken down. And I broke it down on the website, but I'll give you the cliff notes. Basically, instead of applying for 25% of funding, or $600 million from the state, the Browns can apply for up to 40% of funding. Now, just because you apply for doesn't mean you get, but 40% of the $2.4 billion dome would be $960 million. which would reduce the ask from Cuyahoga County and Brook Park down to less than $250 million, and the original ask was $600 million combined between the two entities. But that's not all. In this proposal, the governor is saying, well, if you're going to do a mixed-use development along with your stadium project, whether it's new or renovation, you should be eligible to ask for state money there as well. And you can ask for 40% too.
Wow.
Well, if the Browns are going to spend $100 million, and they have said, Haslam Sports Group, I should say, has said that they're going to finance $1 billion privately for this mixed-use development, which will be done in phases. And if they can apply for 40%, guess what? That's another $400 million that they could apply for. And this is where I say they could eliminate the complete ask of Brook Park and Cuyahoga County, because now they can just take that $400 million they were going to spend on the mixed-use development as it is and just apply that to the Dome. And now all of a sudden you don't need any money from the county or the state. Now, I realize this is just my thoughts based on this proposal. That's not what ultimately I think is going to happen, because there's going to be a fight in the Ohio House.
Right.
There's going to be a fight in the Ohio Senate before it even gets to the governor's desk this summer as part of this fiscal budget starting in 2026. But just on the surface, looking at what has been proposed and put on paper, yeah, there is a path where no county money would be needed and no city money would be needed, assuming they can build the thing for $2.4 billion out there in Brook Park. But again, I am talking about the absolute best case scenario based off this proposal.
All right, so one, if I were Brook Park, I would just try to secede from the county anyway. Maybe Medina or Lorain or Summit would take you, because they might actually recognize you, unlike Cuyahoga County. But I think the bigger question here is, who's going to fight this in Columbus? And I'm assuming it's the gaming industry, who doesn't want to see this go up to 40% tax. And then I don't know if you can explain this to me or not, but if the tax is, it was originally 10, right? Then it became 20.
Correct.
Now they're asking for 40.
Right.
How does that affect me, the consumer? Like, if you're making a wager, and do you still win that, or do they take the taxes out, or what happens there? Who pays that extra 20%? Is it, do you see it right away, or like, how does that work?
Well,
if you
based
know.
On what I've read and how the governor explained it, it's the gaming companies, who get taxed along with those participating in the gaming. So if you don't bet on sports, this tax does not apply to you.
Right. And that's I think it's great.
The governor's theory is the folks that are betting on sports are usually the folks that are going to the games. And again, I don't think this proposal is going to get through cleanly as is. But it is certainly something that I feel like the Haslam Sports Group will get behind in a hurry. It's something that I feel like all the pro sports teams in Ohio, the Guardians, the Cavs, the Blue Jackets, the Reds, the Bengals, right? And the other thing, too, is within this proposal about the mixed-use developments, because the Bengals have gone to the state and said, hey, we want matching dollars. Whatever the Cleveland Browns get, we want. And what this proposal is saying, okay, yeah, from a stadium standpoint, sure, if the costs are the same, you can get the same percentage. However, if all your project is just a stadium renovation, well, yeah, no, we're trying to drive economic development. And so if you're not doing any economic development, well, you're not going to get, rewarded for that. And that's kind of what this proposal does. It also creates a bureaucracy. It would be they would create a 7-member Ohio advisory committee for facility construction and youth sports or something like that. I forget the exact title. You'd have a chairperson, you'd have 2 members appointed by the governor, another by the Speaker of the House, another by the Minority Leader of the House, 1 member appointed by the President of the State Senate, as well as another appointed by the Minority Leader of the Senate. And they would help control this fund, which the governor is projecting to generate anywhere from $130 to $180 million per year, and that is based on current revenues at 20%. I don't know that the math's here where the revenues are just automatically going to double. I think it's fair to assume that, you know, it will impact the sports gaming industry a little bit. Maybe fewer people will bet because of this tax. But the way this thing has been laid out, you know, the governor understands, right? The Guardians just came to the state and they're getting state money toward Progressive Field a couple of years ago. That got approved. But that's coming out of the state general fund. And what the governor is trying to do is create a fund that is completely independent of the state general fund that handles, you know, other services around the state, education and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So this proposal would accomplish that. So it is going to be interesting to see what the final language that gets to the governor's desk ultimately.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It looks like.
Daryl Ryder joining us. Daryl, you touched on something there that I've heard about. Okay, if you're taxing the gambling companies more so to pick up all of this, and they get really hammered here in the state of Ohio, I can't imagine that they would pick up and leave and just say, yeah, we're going to focus on Wisconsin, and we're going to focus on Illinois, and we're not going to do much in Ohio, because there's still money to be made. But I wonder if it makes it a less valuable state for some of the gaming companies, thus defeating the purpose of increasing the revenue, because they're not going to have as much revenue here. I just wonder about that. I think people are still going to bet, but I just wonder if that's anything.
Well, New York, I believe, has a 51% tax rate. Woo. On sports betting. There's a couple other New England states, too. Don't quote me on this. I could be wrong. I think New Hampshire and Rhode Island might be in there. So, you know, it would, to your point, Jeff, it would make Ohio one of the highest sports gaming tax rates in the country. That would be factually correct, yes.
Okay, interesting. Some rumblings today. A guy with the Big Ten Network set out a little tweet that said the Steelers have inquired with Jacksonville about Trevor Lawrence. Okay, whether yay, nay, whatever. Do you think that there's anybody that nobody is expecting to becomes available around the NFL at the quarterback position in a trade that might be a real intriguing option for the Browns? And even if so, is there any way they can actually get somebody in here who's making any money?
No, they can't.
Okay, that's
they're jammed with the Deshaun cap. Because remember, not only you trade, you have to have the available cap space. Right now, the Browns have zero available cap dollars. Andrew Berry, over the next couple of weeks leading up to the league year, is going to have to do some contract restructurings to get under that threshold. And yes, Deshaun Watson's contract will be restructured for what feels like the 200th time since he's gotten here.
And you think he'll go for that?
Because the language is built into the contract. Right. There's no going for it. It's built in. They'll convert his scheduled salary this year back into signing bonus. Hopefully they don't add any more dummy years onto the back of it, or voidable years onto the back of it, as to not increase the out when they do get out of it.
Yeah.
But
which they get out of in 2 years.
Well, right? Actually,
the length of the contract anyway.
Yeah, it's just. So there's some gymnastics that Barry's going to have to do with the salary cap here, but it's not. I know that might sound bad to Browns fans. It's really not. Barry's been doing it for 5 years. It's, the New Orleans Saints have been doing this for like what feels like two decades. The Los Angeles Rams did this for a little bit. Like, at some point the tax bill does come due, but like they can still. I think do what they want to do, accomplish their goals in free agency that they want to, even with the salary cap situation being what it is. But to your point, Jeff, they're not going to be able to take on a significant contract via a trade. They're not going to be
not happening.
That. Yeah, no. Okay. And that's why even if they wanted to explore the Trevor Lawrence trade, I don't think they can.
Some type of best case scenario is something like Atlanta eats Kirk Cousins' contract,
right,
and they get Kirk for a song.
Right.
Okay.
The Sam Darnold came up in conversation, I think.
And can't sign him, right?
Yeah. I mean, the cash isn't the problem.
Yeah.
It's the cap management.
It's the cap, yeah.
So, if you can give him a ton of money and keep his, cap figure really, really super low for the next couple of years, yeah, maybe you can do that. But, like, there is just the reality that the weight that hangs over them with Deshaun's contract and some other guys, that's why with the whole Miles situation, right, it's easy to talk about trading him for a bunch of, first round picks and other draft picks, whatever, but like they're going to eat $35 million in cap space, and then if they, pay the bonuses he's due in March, well, that $35 million becomes over $40 million in dead cap that they'd have to eat if they trade him, right? And, Denzel Ward, whether, he may or may not want to stay this year if Garrett, gets traded, it doesn't matter. They can't trade him because they can't eat another, whatever his dead cap number, $40 million or whatever his dead cap is. Like, Like, dead cap is a thing, and it is something that Andrew Berry's going to have to deal with this year. So while it's going to be fun for us to talk about all these things, there just is the realistic perspective of they're not completely hamstrung in what they can do this offseason, but they are limited.
Daryl, let's pretend it is draft day and you have the card in your hand. I'm not asking for a name. I'm asking for a position, or if they might do something else. Because I'm listening. We had Mary Kay on, but I heard Mary Kay this morning say it again, double down on it. She thinks quarterback at two all the way. Daryl Ryder, you now have the card. What are you doing for the Browns if you are handing that in? What are you doing?
But before you say something, can I say one thing? Daryl,
yeah,
please be
show.
Careful. Because the cleaning crew is not here today. And if you say something that makes Andy's head explode, it's going to be messy here for a while.
My head hasn't exploded on game day, so what makes you think it's going to explode now?
You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
If I'm the Browns, I am selling Shedeur Sanders hard, which it appears that's what they're doing right now.
Yep.
And then getting the Giants or the Raiders or another team in the top 10 to come up to two and get him. And then I'm using the top 10 pick this year on offensive defensive line, best player there. And I am using that extra first round pick that I get for 2026 to go get my quarterback next year.
So you will trade
Yes.
Okay.
What number will Arch wear here?
And which member of the family will be running the Cleveland Browns?
Yes.
Well, you know what you could do, Jeff? I'm all about giving you guys ideas for content. You should get a wheel. And on a daily basis, you should spin the wheel and to figure out which Manning's going to come in and run the Cleveland Browns.
It's got to be Peyton, right?
Oh, no. Come on, guys.
I don't think Peyton wants to waste any of his time here. No disrespect to the Browns, but I think Peyton's got other things he'd rather be doing.
Eli's too busy eating the hot sauce.
Hey, you know what? Eli could be the new Mike Holmgren, because that's all Mike Holmgren did here, right? Along with his drinks with the umbrellas in him, riding around a golf cart with his feet up. Or riding in and out of the facility with his Harley 20 minutes before and after the media comes and leaves. Did I just say all that on the air?
We got a minute.
Biggest $40 million heist in Browns history outside Deshaun Watson.
Riddle me this one. We got about 45 seconds. If you're starting to accumulate assets for 2026 in the draft to get your quarterback there, and you're Andrew Berry, are you shooting yourself in the foot or do you know something? Like, you have to be. You're going to be around.
Well, if you're, you know, you have to not make impulsive decisions. And to Andrew Berry's credit, outside of the Deshaun trade, he's not made impulsive moves. He's very pragmatic about what he does. And, you know, he does think things through. But I can't see him doing something just for the sake of doing something that he thinks might just save his job.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, and by the way, Arch will wear 28. I mean, you guys are, I can't believe neither one of you said that.
28?
Yeah, why wouldn't he wear? 28. Rick Manning. Arch Manning.
Oh, I see.
28. I got to explain it to you guys.
Baskin, that's a real deep cut right there, my friend.
Thank you.
No, that was not a compliment.
Oh, all right, you'll get yours. You will get yours in the podcast. I'll tell you that.
Didn't
I'll be nice.
Our Arch Manning wear 20 for a while too.
But 28 was his main number. Twice a week on the podcast, by the way.
Daryl, thanks, buddy.
You bet, guys. Have a great day.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.